This is the Todd Wright Tour Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin Edition Fantasy Exclusive Preview for Bucks Dolphins. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Just saw Brandon Legal Group at the most recent sold-out Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament, Todd Wright Tour XXXVI, first ever 36-hole event. Great to see Jeremy. Jeremy, thank you for the BLG-sponsored gift basket. It was very well received by Chris Elias of Group A, who won that gift basket. I presented it to him while he was about to hit his second shot on the ninth hole. He won that with his closest to the pin shot on number four, and it happened to be Chris's birthday, and he was spending it with us at the golf tournament. Congratulations, Chris. Happy birthday, and thank you to Brandon Legal Group for all they do for Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. They have a simple message for me to convey. When you are in need of any type of legal assistance in the greater Tampa Bay area, Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. Family law, divorce, full service means full service. Getting a free consult is easy. 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com, click the box, request a free consultation. Thank you so much, Brandon Legal Group. All right, so Bucks Dolphins, let's jump right in. Remember, the email exclusive to podcast listeners, if you'd like to ask me questions about second opinion, offer a second opinion on who starts this week, who's on your bench, who are you thinking about taking out of your lineup, who are you thinking about trading, who are you thinking about cutting, who are you thinking about picking up on waivers, all of those things, or just share with me your fantasy frustrations. Football, please. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. I'll just get this out of the way real quick. I don't see much going on fantasy-wise at all as it relates to the Miami Dolphins. Not much at all. For those of you who drafted Myles Gaskin to be maybe your RB2 or to use him, if you're in leagues that allow running back to be flexed to allow you to play third running back, at this point, and you know I stress at the beginning of the season, especially week one, and unless there's something significant, injury or otherwise, week two, you play the team you drafted. Otherwise, why did you draft them? We're now to week five. If you're looking at a team that's less than expectations, now you need to start making some lineup decisions. Just sticking with Myles Gaskin as a starting running back, sure. At some point, Gaskin's going to have a good game or two. But you haven't really had it in four games. There's just not much going on that's good in the Miami Dolphins offense. Nothing consistent. No real patterns. It doesn't look like a good football team. I don't know that you play Gaskin this week. You know, there have been options on the waiver wire that have been out there. I hope you've been exploring those options. Cordarrelle Patterson being a terrific one that I picked up in one of my leagues, and I took a chance and started him last week, and he was RB1 last week, ahead of Eckler, ahead of Barkley, ahead of Henry, and so on. So I don't know that Myles Gaskin is worthy of being in your lineup until further notice. And the same goes for pretty much every Miami Dolphin pass catcher. And I don't imagine many of you are playing Jacoby Brissett, although I believe he clicked into the top 10 of quarterbacks in week four. The one thing I will say is that Devontae Parker is getting a lot of looks, whether it is Tua, whether it is Jacoby. Remember, Parker went on this insane stretch late last season. He hasn't picked up where he left off, but at least that's something positive from a fantasy standpoint relating to one member of the Miami Dolphins. Will Fuller has been a waste of time for fantasy owners. I finally dropped him this week. You got to play. And for three different reasons, he hasn't played this year for the Dolphins. unless they trade him before early November. I'm sure he's going to have some explosive games. That's what Will Fuller does. I don't rule out that the Dolphins will just rinse their hands of him before the early November trade deadline. But until then, I don't think he's worthy of a roster spot. I think Parker more likely is worthy of that roster spot. And at this point, if you're still, if Jalen Waddle's on your bench, that's about where he should be. No tight end of any real significance, Dolphins-wise, for those of you in mandatory tight end leagues. So that's the Dolphins. That's not much to talk about. Now, from the Buccaneers standpoint, from where we started the season, saying all the following were fantasy starters: Brady, Godwin, Evans, Brown, Gronk, Fournette, Jones. That list is shrinking. Brady has only thrown one touchdown the last 2 weeks. Now, granted, he's QB4 in my 21st century modernized standard scoring settings. So, no, I'm not telling you to bench Tom Brady, not even with Xavier Howard on the other side of the football in this game. The Dolphins have really struggled on third down defensively. They can't get off the field. That's a sweet spot for Tom Brady, who keeps his offense on the field. But just one touchdown passing the last 2 weeks. What he had, nine the first 2 weeks, just one the last 2 weeks. This should be a breakout spot for Tom Brady, considering the Dolphins' struggles on third down with their defense. So if you are a Godwin owner, if you are an Evans owner, if you're an Antonio Brown owner, and I'm looking at the top 10 in wide receivers through this first month of the season: Kupp, Hill, Samuel. Technically, you can play Cordarrelle Patterson at wide receiver in the Yahoo League. DJ Moore, Mike Williams, who did virtually nothing in the Monday night game. Jamar Chase, Terry McScorin, Justin Jefferson, Tyler Lockett. You notice there's no Buccaneer names there. Gronk had the two touchdowns week one, week two. So of Brady's nine touchdowns the first 2 weeks, Gronk had four. He's still battling multiple injuries because the Rams just beat the heck out of him in week three. But sure, you're still starting Evans. You're still starting Godwin. And I own Antonio Brown. And when the game was on the line late, Brady, on two occasions, threw a deep fly route to Antonio Brown in the end zone in one-on-one coverage. That's very telling. Now, the Bucs weren't in the red zone, but it was still Brady going for the kill to Antonio Brown. And I'm keeping him in the lineup this week. So all those guys are starters, and we've seen increased usage on Leonard Fournette. Of course, Gio Bernard is hurt. Ronald Jones saw limited time. I guess what? Rojo got the one touchdown in that game. None of you are probably starting Ronald Jones. I don't think you have much reason to start him in this game. Jones has a long way to go to earn his playing time again. And Fournette seems very invested, and the Bucs seem very focused on getting more out of the ground game, which they didn't do the first 3 weeks. So Fournette as a starter, yes. The top three Bucs wide receivers and Brady, absolutely. In a game against, you know, sort of an average Dolphins team that, despite being 2-2, doesn't really look even as good as that. Again, I'll take your fantasy questions at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Remember, Brandon Legal Group, for your legal needs, anytime you are in need of legal assistance, they are a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. BrandonLegalGroup.com or call 844-4BLG4ME. And my email is ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin. Remember, this is a spinoff podcast of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, where we talk about all 32 teams on a regular basis. Find that podcast separately. Thank you.